Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me all on the phone.
Deb calls a random business, a stranger, gotta get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Blue Boy Sandwich.
The number you have is not in service. Please check the number and
the fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Blue Boy Sandwich Shop, Jacksonville, Florida.
Blue Boy, there'll never be another Blue Boy like you. What, is this place on the beach, does it say?
Sandwich shop in Jacksonville. That's all I got here.
I'll check.
Blue Boy.
Oh, no, we didn't. Hello?
That's you.
Hello. Hello. Deb? Deb.
Blue I bet boy? You if you say love you, then. Oh, you had a chance! And then,
whoa, you got butt slammed!
I butt slammed myself.
Wanted you to try to get it
should
out.
Should I try again, or you wanted somebody different? What do you think?
They seemed very busy earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one more attempt. Blue Boy Sandwich Shop, Jacksonville, Florida.
Blue Boy, I'm not
with. Hi, I was wondering if you guys had a patio.
No, ma'am.
So it's just eat-in right now?
Yes.
All right. But you're doing takeout as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. And how do you have a menu online?
Yes.
What's the website?
It's blueboysandwiches.com.
All right, sweet. Blue Boy, by the way, is the name of my dog who died 2 years ago on Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh. So
that's why I'm coming in, because I love the name Blue Boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll have a look on the menu online, and I'll come in and have a sandwich with you.
Okay.
In Blue Boy's memory.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you. No.
Hello. Whoa, you Goodbye. Got butt slammed.
That was never going to be any good.
It's 10 in the morning there, but that busy at 10 a.m. in the sandwich shop?
I guess so. Kyle, right, huh? Florida man Kyle, is that place that good?
If you go to 101x.com, because as Deb said, we're coming up on the anniversary of Deb and Silent Blue Boy and Silent J passing away.
It's Monday for Blue Boy.
We did a TBT WJND pictures of Blue and Silent J. What's up with what's happening
this
in this one?
For some reason, someone said Blue looks like he could be a pager salesman or something. I forget where this.
Jason had a dream. About Blue Boy was selling pagers.
Yeah. Blue the dog was selling pagers.
Yes.
In
Don't
my
look at
dream.
That. That's your dream. That's
Kids
your brain.
Today, what's a pager?
So yeah, he's had his head is photoshopped onto somebody with a that's a pretty fancy pager. It's got the full QWERTY keyboard thing.
Ooh, that's a Massey Photoshop.
Good job, Massey.
Well played.
October 10th, 2018. Jason dreams he worked with Blue at a pager store.
Oh, I worked with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Blue outsold you 10 to 1.
Oh, God, yeah.
Look, he gets the cuteness points, but I know all the specs on those things, okay?
He doesn't need specs. He just wags tail.
Pager specs.
I know all the specs, buddy. Yeah, this one's got... all the megabytes.
Remind me, what made a great pager back in the olden days?
I mean, you got to have the right beep.
Clip for the jean pocket.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you got the, because that's what having a pager is all about. It's just, you know, signifying to the rest of the world. Hey, you see this down here? This means I got a pager. It means people need to find me sometimes, okay?
I'm important.
I'm important. Could you change the ringtone? Could you change the,
I had,
the beeps?
When I had my pager, God, you know what? The other day I remembered my pager number and it was 214.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
369, of course. 369.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, wait, this is my friend Adam's pager.
Oh.
Or maybe his phone number. Hang up. 214-369 hard. That's his number. Do it right now. Let's see if it's still his number. 214-369 hard. There it was when we were pals.
I used to have
that. It was hard for you to dial, wasn't it?
Wow.
Nick.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Jokes.
Aww.
Either the number you've dialed is not a working number or must
hilarious.
Be dialed with the correct area
did
code.
Did you not put the correct
digits.
Area?
214.
Did you put 1214?
Yeah. Yes, I put 1214.
Man, maybe that was my pager number and it's out of business. But yeah, it would.
I dialed that number 40%, no problem.
It would have, you do everything 40%. It would have, it would ring like a phone if somebody called my pager. So it, and I had.
Your pager would ring?
And it took voicemails.
Oh.
It was like a phone. It was really cool because for ages I didn't have a phone. It was like, yeah, but it's cool because I have a pager that sounds like I just never answer it, my phone.
Get it on, man.
Pages.
369 hard. That's pretty good, buddy.
Yeah.
For a little while, I had 423 tiny.
That works just as well.
And I learned later that 423 is ice tiny. So my phone number was ice tiny. It's pretty money.
It's all right.
You remember Toby's friend Tiny? He tried to buy it off of me. I was like,
oh,
no way,
Tiny.
Buddy. I'm Ice Tiny. You can't also be Ice Tiny.
And there's only room for one Ice Tiny.
And then I moved to AT&T and they gave me a new number. And I was like, no, I want to be Ice Tiny. I don't have it.